Greetings everyone, this is Samuel Chetty from the blog Victory of the Eons, and in this audio I want to talk about the subject of the believer's body being the Holy Spirit's temple. I want to talk about the passage from 1 Corinthians from which this principle comes, and I want to talk about why I think the principle has been vastly misapplied in some Christian teaching. So to start, I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 to 20. Where the Apostle Paul writes, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, the two shall be one flesh. But anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body." So, what happens is, sometimes Christians read this passage, and they come away with the idea that you have to be very careful about what you do with your body, because you don't want to make your body unclean or unholy, because that would make the Holy Spirit's temple unclean. But the passage itself makes it very clear why Paul is invoking the principle. You know, in Christian teaching, I've seen this principle invoked to condemn smoking, certain kinds of dancing, eating unhealthy foods, getting tattoos. But if you look at the context of 1 Corinthians 6, in verse 18, Paul writes, "Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself." So in this passage, Paul is saying that there's only one kind of sin, only one sin that you can commit against the body itself, and that is the sin of fornication, which is immoral sexual intercourse. So, if you apply this passage broadly and use it to condemn a whole host of other things, it creates legalism, it creates unnecessary guilt, frustration, self-obsession, and it's a real distraction from the motivation to avoid immoral sexual intercourse that the passage is meant to provide. And so, to give more evidence that we should have a clear distinction between good health practices and matters of obedience to God, I want to look at Mark chapter 7. The beginning of Mark 7 records a conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees over the issue of hand washing. So I'll start reading from the beginning of the chapter. It says, "Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, 'Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?'" So I'll stop there and talk about this a bit. So, the Pharisees had some pointless traditions, but this is not one of them. I think there is value in hand washing. I believe that does help reduce the spread of illnesses. But the problem with the Pharisees is that they confused this good health practice with matters of obedience to God, and that's what Jesus took issue with. Later on in Mark 7, Jesus said, "Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and goes out into the sewer? Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, 'It is what comes out of a person that defiles. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly.'" So in this passage, what Jesus is saying is that we should not get obsessed with outward matters involving our body. Instead, we should focus on what's going on inwardly. So to get obsessed over our body and worry constantly about whether something is making our body unclean, whether by eating something or doing something we're making our body or the Holy Spirit's temple unclean, that goes against the message that Jesus gives here in Mark 7, that we should focus on what's happening inwardly, and that as a result of what's happening inwardly, that affects our outward acts. So, since this audio is getting to be almost 6 minutes long already, I'll go ahead and wrap this up for now. But next time I want to talk more about this topic of the body being the Holy Spirit's temple, and I want to talk more about the issue of sexual intercourse and why Paul singles out immoral sexual activity as the only kind of sin that you can commit against the body itself and the only kind of sin that is against the Holy Spirit's temple. And I think that will clarify a lot of confusion that sometimes surrounds the issue of sexuality from a biblical standpoint. So thank you for listening. I hope that this has been helpful.